Blog Talk Radio.
I'ma take my time, throw it back like I want you to. I'ma take my time, throw it back like I want you to.
later.
Roll with me.
dude, I would take the pain away. I don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't we made. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, exhale, you refer what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need ya. You should come through.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, Rafael La Negra, and you have entered the erotic love zone. Now, ladies, I have a treat for you this evening, because co-hosting with me tonight is an artist I'm sure you'll find just as delicious as I do. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Poetic. Hey, Poetic. How you doing tonight?
Hey, 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 La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle. How you doing?
Hey. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for riding shotgun with me tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, opportunity to hear some delicious poetry. And the only issue you're going to have tonight is you got to deal with Kalinda, because I'm going to be stuck right here. So, yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You were supposed to handle that. Hold on. Before we take this further, let me finish the introduction, because I got something to say about that, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen.
You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the Surreal Entertainment Network. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Please, press that 1 to engage us. We love you, too. We won't bite unless you want us to. This is sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on for what is. You got yours on?
I definitely got mine.
I know that's right. Before I continue, I want to give a big shout-out to a very good friend of mine, and he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Raw Link. And you can acquire them over there at RawLinkBeRaw at Facebook.com and on Amazon. Y'all need to get you some of these. You know, you got some beautiful gems, some precious metals, and some wooden beads. Man, they are awesome, and they draw great energy for you. And if you can't get them over there, you can definitely holler at us at Epiphany. We'll hook you up. Now, back to you, Poetic. You knew that you were going to be riding shotgun with me tonight. Why is it that you couldn't speak to the lady yourself?
Because she's your bartender. She's your mixologist. She just happens to be everything else for me.
Exactly so.
I'll leave you to handle that, you know.
I'll talk to her during a music break. I will. So stop pressing the button, girl. Okay. Jeez. So, Poetic, tell me, what do you think about this topic for tonight?
Oh man, this topic is this topic gonna get some of y'all in trouble. Usually, when you think of a Sunday topic, you think of sinful Sunday. You know, you think of something, you know, holy something. You don't think of something like this. I mean, something that'll be, you know, succulently and drippy and wet. And yeah, that's, you know, that's not usually what I think about when I think about a Sunday, you know. It's an amazing topic, though. I love it.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, the topic for tonight is titled Succulent Sunday, because this is a continuation of the sex games for every night of the week. And we are up to Sunday. So what we want to know tonight is, what is your favorite part to taste on your person? And when do you taste them? Lordy. I don't know how I'm going to handle this tonight, but I got some male energy up in here, so it might level out. I don't know. Usually it's me and my diva, and y'all come for us. But This might actually pan out pretty well.
Listen. Just because I'm sitting here, you know, riding shotgun with you, don't mean that my brothers, including myself, ain't still going to come for you.
Lord,
you heard.
No. Oh, goodness. I know. You supposed to be on my side today. You hosting tonight. Yeah.
Listen, I'm on the side of poetry tonight. I don't pick sides.
I hear that. All right. I'll deal with it the best way I know how. Okay. Lord, I forgot to take me some comedy down, but it's okay. It's okay. But I want to ask you, because I know everybody is curious, what is your favorite part of your person to take?
That's my favorite part. Ooh, man, you know what? My favorite part to lick on my person or to put my lips or tongue on is the part that excites her the most. Meaning, today it might be she might want her nipples sucked. That might excite her the most today. Tomorrow, she just might want to be kissed on her neck, and that would excite her today. I enjoy kissing and licking on all parts, so, I mean, hey, it's whatever we into at that moment that really turns her on.
That was a good comeback. Okay. All right. I'll accept that. That is completely acceptable. Good answer. Well, I'll tell you what.
What about you? What about you?
Me? Oh, I'm pretty much the same because I feed off of the reaction from their body and the sounds that they make. Pretty much. So it could be anywhere. It could be me kissing them on their forehead or whispering in their ear and biting on the earlobe gently, you know what I mean? Or kissing them on their neck or anything, sucking on it, you know, anywhere at any time. So it depends. Honestly, it doesn't matter. I feed off of the energy that they give off, how they react.
All right, my brothers, y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Yes, and you know what? Being a lover, and see, I'm not a selfish lover. I could be a little greedy, but I'm not selfish. So, you know,
greedy can be a good thing.
It is sometimes. It is if I'm allowed to be, because you got to make sure your partner is comfortable, and sometimes you got to give a little bit of freedom to them, you know, to have some control rather than.
Well, sometimes, you know, they make handcuffs and restraints, so that element of control doesn't belong to them anymore. So that's why I say greed is a great thing, because in the right moment, you can take away that control and don't give it to them, and then you can be as greedy as you want. They might have to come up with a safe word or something. But other than that, you know, yeah.
That is true. That's absolutely true. Well, I'm pretty sure since you are the guest host tonight, I'm going to let you go first because I'm pretty sure everybody is anxious to hear what you brought. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, I had to put out a disclaimer. Those of you who haven't heard me talk like this before, I guess you better strap on your seatbelts.
Get ready, y'all. The mic is you.
Thank you. This piece is called Succulently Delicious. Let me remind you of just how much I want the taste of your essence. Upon my tongue, each droplet in the morning and in the night is pure succulence, a Latin tango, complete with a Vietnamese waltz, because your juice tastes so good, even though as the taste of the glistening of your melaninated skin has my taste buds going into a frenzy, trying to decide where to begin. as I crave to taste you more and more, licking and sucking you from head to toe. Excited about the excretion of your flavored juices that's in store. I mean, top shelf gushing release. Please, save some for me to taste. I don't need to say grace, for you are blessed and highly flavored. I like to be nasty and enamored. Just how good your lips, your tits, your clit, your inner and outer labia, your tongue pressed against mine, your fingers in my mouth after you've had them down south, your ass cheeks that deserves to be caressed by my lips, your thighs, your belly button, your neck, your back, your sides, that spot right below your navel, your toes, your feet. So, yeah, I like to be nasty and enamored. By the delight of the way you taste so supple and succulently delicious, my favorite treat I dare not waste. Any drop of your golden honey sweet nectar drops. But when I spread your legs apart and gently kiss and suck your pussy, you will have to beg me to stop. Because that's one of my favorite places of you to taste. Baby. I love your taste.
Yeah. Ooh, child. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You just, I guess nothing's off limits. You said lip, tip, clit, inner and outer labia, ass cheek, thighs, belly button, neck, back, sides. I guess she's just the whole meal to you.
She is.
Damn.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, I need all my nourishment.
I just heard that was absolutely delicious. That was really, really good. Let me take a deep breath here.
You.
That was really, really hot.
Thank you.
Good.
Now, we're not just going to deal with just me. I need to know up in this here erotic love zone exactly what what does your mouth do?
All right. Okay. Oh, goodness. All right. I got a piece here. This is called Flowing and Overflowing. I love the way he tastes from head to toe. So to pick a part of him as my favorite to taste, I would have to search the memory of my taste buds in the moment. Every inch of him is so delicious. But I do favor the flavor from the warmth of his explosion across my tongue, warming my throat. Because I not only taste his inner flavor, I taste his moans and his moments, movements, as his soul calls my name when he releases, fills my mouth. He's delicious because when my body calls to him, he allows me to taste him anywhere, anytime. And one of my favorite places to taste him is when he places his member wrapped up and squeezed right between big and thick. He does this thing where he's been all up in me, coating it with pussy juice. He keeps me sloshy wet. He flicks and sucks my nipples, then tells me, "Put them together, baby." As he slides up my stomach, pushing straight through my breast to wide open. I love how it glides with ease across my chest, in and out of my mouth. It tickles me so good. And when he calls to me, his energy is the key. Calling me to his mouth, I am David Flavor. That's it.
Ooh, my goodness, my goodness. I'm turning around looking at my empty bed right now like, God dang it. Whew.
Thank all right. you, baby.
That's all right. That's what dreams are made for, y'all. You know, you by yourself, you dreams will do wonders. You wake up in the morning and be like, whew, thank you. After you hear a La Pearl La Negra piece like this, so sinfully delicious. Oh, I'm sorry. Succulently. For the succulent Sunday.
Oh,
I loved it. Dynamic.
Thank you. Whew. All right, now we done got that the way. Are you ready to start hearing what these artists were for us?
Absolutely.
All right, well, I'm going to open up this first microphone to T-Double-34 Music. Hey, T-Double, welcome to
what's
the Erotic Love Channel.
My brother.
How you doing?
I'm not even sure if this is the right show for me because I might be too young for what you two have said.
Not even. I've heard yours. I have heard all different. You have actually tapped into all different kinds of genres of poetry styles. So, no, I think you have actually, you reached the age limit to where you can get in and get some of this poetry, some of this succulent stuff now here. Yeah.
And I do understand. I think who is the musical tenement person for tonight? Would that be you, Pearl La Negra?
It is I. Yeah.
Okay, so you had to have known that I was going to come on when you put on Michael McCrary. Roll with me. Make love to me.
Yeah, that's one of my.
Hold on tight, baby.
Ooh.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Tell her, bro.
And then you put Star of the Story. Come on now. You already heard me 2 weeks ago when Poetry Therapy, when you threw a Angela Bofill. I was like, oh, my God. You hurt me.
I heard you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Is y'all all right? How you doing tonight?
Chilling. I just need me a sandwich, and that's about it.
I hear that. Well, what do you think of this topic? We want to know, what is your favorite part taste on your person? And when do you think?
Okay, your recollection, I believe you already know what that is.
Well, tell me again.
Well, it has to do with cups.
Oh, okay. I thought
and
I
poetic.
My bad.
And poetic. I
yes,
also
sir.
Mentioned another part, I believe, last week on the Get Down.
I'm trying to remember.
I had to address people trying to say
Yeah. Ooh, I remember now. Yes, sir. I remember now. My God.
In the words of Cat Williams, vagina is delicious.
Delicious. Woo.
Oh, God.
You must try it more than one time.
More than once.
Wow. Oh, okay. All right. Well,
yeah,
now
but,
that we've gotten that past, go ahead, continue.
Yeah, but my favorite part of a woman's body will be in this piece right here.
All right, well, I'll tell you what then. I'll put you in the spotlight. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Let's Get the Mood Right. You need an attitude adjustment, so come here and let me save you a lot of trouble. You can trust me while I rub away this tension, anger and aggression from people who can't step to you. No, baby, this is our time, and tonight is very special. Let go of everything that upsets you, because I accept you as the exceptional, beautiful, intelligent presence. I'm blessed to be next to you, and don't you forget it. Now let me escort you into our bedroom as we commence into the next scene, where you slowly undress for me and let me see all that interests me. Your skin, which causes me to stand at attention. I'm scanning you from head to feet, and your smile indicates you're ready for me to infiltrate and experience ecstasy as you service me incredibly. But wait, wasn't it supposed to be me presenting you with this treatment? Obviously you need it as I thrust in you deeply, bringing out those screams you crave to release as you feel my love completely. Question was asked if I could focus on tasting one part of your body. What would it be? It would be your skin, because I'd have the chance to taste it all. You represent the flavor of love, where I threw away my watch and clock, because ain't nobody got time for that when I'm in the mood for love.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, boy.
Man. You had me. You had me with the title of the piece, my brother. You know.
Yeah, you know that.
As you like to call him the cross-eyed one. But this was a very nice piece for me, my brother. There's a lot of musical references in there. Of course, you know I love when you do that. And I got nothing but hats off for you, bro. As we let's get the mood right. Oh, y'all have
to
know the album. You have to know the album. I can't wait to hear it. Ooh, I can't wait to hear it. La Perla Negra.
Thank you. I don't remember the title because I got caught up in the actual piece. But I like that when you first said it needs an attitude adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to tell her that you accept her, everything about her, I mean, service you incredibly, because you represent the flavor of love. That was it for me right there. That was real, so delicious. I like that. Those words right now.
See, when I heard that attitude adjustment part, my mind flipped, because I was waiting for the attitude adjustment, then a Stone Cold Stunner, maybe a Rock Bottom. I'm sorry. That my mind went someplace else when I heard that attitude adjustment.
Okay. Ooh.
Well, she had to know that, you know, I know she was going to get on me for skipping the past few shows. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
yeah.
See, I wear a shirt called The Definition of a Gentleman. And mm-hmm. as if I was your gentleman, would you want me to tell everything that we do?
No, I wouldn't want you to tell anything that we do. But
see, I'm more fierce right
lady,
over here.
Oh.
Yeah.
But if, what I was saying is, if I was your lady, it isn't just about what you say out of your mouth. It's actually her knowing that you accept everything about her, and you have that mindset. You know, your mindset is everything, because it comes out in your attitudes towards her. So you representing the flavor of love, oh, that's enough. That would be everything. That piece was, oh man.
and that's the point, because see, when it comes down to love between me and my woman, no one can know mm-hmm. what the sexual matrix is. They have to find out for themselves.
I hear that. That's
tell them,
wonderful. You have redeemed yourself for missing some shows. It's okay, though. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lord. Okay, so what I'm going to do, thank you for coming through with this.
Oh, it's all right. It's good that I can come through.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Get myself through. Ooh, yeah, it is good it is good for that. But I'm going to send you over to the Love Lounge. And, you know, usually Poetic is over there with my mixologist, you know. And I know she still does her job. She focuses well. But he has a tendency to draw her attention a little bit more away from the customers. So if you would be so kind as to head on over there and let her know, we will be having a discussion about this later, okay? But he is working tonight, okay? So
well, I'll make sure that I get my peppermint snaps and give a public service announcement to the rest of the poets when they're talking about body parts and stuff like that. Make sure they wash their ass today. That's all.
Make sure they wash their hands, too.
Yeah, exactly. Hygiene. It's brilliant.
Number one. That's right. Okay. I've had a bad experience with bad hygiene from someone, and it ain't fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
But, but let's head on over there. Thank you once again, Sing Double.
Yeah.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Ooh, oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, wow is right. And it's getting ready to get even more succulent, more delicious, because we got up on the mic next. Wayne Simmons. Hey, Wayne, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing, baby?
Across the table against anyone.
Cool, baby.
Love. Say that too loud now, because you over here. Hey, love. Hold on one second. Don't say that too loud now. You know, Kalinda is still right in ears.
I know. It's okay. It's okay, because C-Double is giving her his order, so she's not paying attention. So, yeah, but I don't have to jump across the table. Hey, Queen Simmons, how you doing?
Let me clean that up real quick.
What's
up, Diva?
Y'all really set it off. I was listening. Ooh, y'all being bad. I'm telling Mama.
Danielle / La Perla Negra, she wrote that piece for me. She wrote that for me.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
The way you read it, it seems a little too realistic. That was dope. Both pieces were awesome. Oh, my God.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. The sexiness of the night. Oh.
Thank you. And I know you can really bring us something, child. But before you get into your piece, let me ask you, what is your favorite part to taste on your person? And when do you taste them?
My favorite part to taste.
Come on, baby, tell me.
I'm gonna behave, but I love the span of his back. I love to just kiss it, lick up the middle of his spine, and just,
oh God,
you know,
ooh, I got
hair rings up.
Lord have mercy, I feel you on that one.
Want to say it again? You want to say it again one more time for the people in the back that didn't hear?
Yeah, it's just leave it, and then you blow down the little stream of, sensual. I love the way a man, that wingspan, oh, we're strong.
I hear you, girl. I hear you. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Make him moan and squirm and,
what is your name? What is your name?
What is your name? Crazy. I hear that. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I'll tell you what. Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Stilzina, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight, so I'm going to stand back and put you in the spotlight. The mic is yours.
Okay. I can't wait to hold you with both hands, to get a hold of you, to know you full like self-actualized moon. I want to plunge off the edge of every known wall in a free fall, hands sprawled in reckless abandon of all solid ground. I give anything to have you in my hands just now. I want you to pour into me. I'm on both my knees. I await the chance to see you pleased with my mouth open, thighs slightly spread, my hands are tied behind my back, my breast lifts slightly as I breathe. I'm blindfolded and at your lead. I'm golden, oiled from head to toe. Where this night may go, I just don't know. The anticipation making my rivers flow. I'm drifting naked on the floor, anxious, waiting, breath fading, at the front door, open, hoping that you'll pour into me. Make me your masterpiece. Paint me in your trepidation. Let this body be your dominion. Do with it as you will. I submit to every desire you feel. Don't hold back, Daddy. Conquer my shores. Sink into me. Explore the deep of my submission to being yours. Your goddess, your solace, your harlot, your whore. Pussy so gushy it gives you insight. I'm talking forehead kisses from the inside. Glide into my moonlight. Be free like Icarus, king of flight, till you set fire to this shit. Make desire your guide. Take my chin in one hand, brace the other in my hair. Cover tonsils and bruises, fuck air, I don't care, pour into me. Go as deep as your imagination be, into my everlasting seas. My only objective is seeing you please, seized in the grip of what these lips would do if they get a hold of you. Tongue out, deep breath, Daddy wants throat sex, and I'm trying to be the throat goat. My ego gets bigger when I suckle forth your orgasm and rivers inside and body to rigor. Please pour into me. I don't need to breathe. Choke me as you stroke me, straddle backwards on my seat. Slam into this ass as your whole body spasms. Growl out your carnal orgasm as you pour into me. I'm sopping wet. These are the moments you'll never forget. Changing states of matter, solid to liquid sex. You're wet, my wet, and this bed of sweat, but daddy ain't done yet. He decides to give me wings, or at least that's how it seems. I mean, look how far he pushed back my knees. Now my toes are pointing at the stars. My fullness is in the air. He covers my pulsating puff pussy in passionate pecks of platitudes. And it's a power play. Pushes past my limits in ways that will improve my attitude for the rest of the day. So no, I can't wait to hold you with both hands, to let the fullness of you drip through my fingers, juicy like ripe fruit. I'm in the mood to be subdued, suckle your soul till you're replete. I'm fully equipped to give you everything you need, so please, come here, pour into me. That's peace.
You said the plane ticket is how much? Yeah, I will take one. I don't need a return flight. I promise I'll
return.
I'm not coming back. Yeah, I'm not coming back.
You go full Harlem Nights on it.
Yeah. 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 Full yeah. But what do you mean I need a return flight? She wants me to pour into her. She's calling me daddy. Do you didn't hear how far I pushed her knees back? Excuse me, I'm not coming back. Okay? All right. Oh, I'm sorry. Was my mic open just now? My mic was open. Queen Simmons, that was very, very deliciously nasty, succulent Sunday. I've got my plane ticket. I told him it didn't matter whether I was coach, economy, first class. It didn't matter.
Right.
So yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. La Perla Negra.
Thank you.
All right. Let me tell you something, Queen Simmons. Girl, I'm right there with you. I understand every word you were saying. You said you was waiting with your mouth open. You was oiled up and down, and your legs was open. Make me your masterpiece, girl, goddess, harlot, whore. Fuck the air. I don't care. Brutal counsel. Daddy wants a throat cut.
Yes.
How far he pushed
yes.
my legs back. Girl, I'm hot. I'm worked up over this
yes. Daddy needs a throat coat. Yes.
Ooh,
and
God.
Daddy want throat
he's
sex.
A bad girl.
Ooh,
he's a bad girl.
Oh, yeah.
I feel you. I understand. Damn, that was hot. That was succulent. That was juicy. That was absolutely delicious.
You come to the erotic love zone. You cannot play around. You got to bring your best.
Got that right, huh? Yes, I want to hear. In you. Damn. I'll tell you what. Before I let you go, damn, that piece got me a little messed up in the head. Before I let you go, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Universe and what you got going on outside of Epiphany?
Okay, I'd be more than happy to let you know. So, King and Queen Quarters will be returning on Monday night at 9 p.m. And Monday's topic is Make It Move Monday. As we know, want to get those pieces that, you know, remind you of the past is the topic that we're going with. So we would love to see you guys come back, you know. I know we enjoyed ourselves at the Soul Cafe, and hopefully we'll be coming back too. But King and Queen's Quarters will be back on Monday night. On Tuesday night, you can meet us over on the Poetry Corner on YouTube or Facebook. Reach out for the link. And if you're in New Jersey, on October 17th, I will be a part of an erotic poetry at the Bentley. And other than that, I'll be around here every single day trying to get inspired by all of the different Epiphany shows. You definitely catch me here. That's about it.
I'm talking about. Selena, could you please, please, when you leave the Love Lounge, could you walk over there to the event page and post that information for everybody, please?
Sure, definitely. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm going to send you on over there.
I appreciate you more than you
know. Go grab yourself a drink.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well,
my goodness, right there. My God.
Did you say right damn or right there?
I said right there. Right there.
Right there. Lord. Well, what I'm going to do before I get to this next call, I'm going to take a short music break and do a station identification. Is that all right with you?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by Poetic. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and you have an actual hour to still get up in here. Get on the mic with us. All you gotta do is dial that number and press that one. Ooh. Poetic, I am sweating here. Goodness gracious. It ain't for me having
Man,
a hot leg.
That's crazy. That piece Queen Simmons did was amazing. Just,
whew. Still feeling the effects of it. But we're going to open up this next microphone to another great artist who's going to make it kind of hot up in here as well. We got ourselves the CEO of Epiphany Radio, For Real the Poet. Hey, For Real, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Take your socks off. What it do? What it do? Y'all so nasty up in here tonight.
Ain't
oh
they
though?
I've been trying to tell them. I was trying to let
and
them.
And what is this on the floor? My gosh.
Yeah,
what is all
be careful. Don't flip. Don't flip. Please don't flip. Jeez. Oh, because I know it's getting messy, especially after that
I'm
last week.
Yes, that Trina was so nasty. That Trina is nasty. I'm trying to get my nipples back into the wife beaters. Of course, they just popped out. I'm trying to tell you. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Trina. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just thought I'd shout her out. Hey, Trina. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I knew it was going to get hot, but she got it.
Hey.
I'm still wiping those. My glasses are fogged up. Okay.
I'm trying to tell you. Hey, Miss Pearly, like my 3-year-old niece would say, she would say, child cheese.
Child cheese. Ooh, I feel her with that one. Child cheese. Yeah, now please.
What's
cheese.
Going on, Poetic? What's going on, my broski?
Hey, my brother, I'm just enjoying the night, man. You know.
I know Pearly, you are, bro.
Pearly and I ain't had to worry about nobody else going across that table, so I was able to just get
I was going to say that.
You know,
I'm
so.
Serious. I was just going to say that. You got free reign, bro. You ain't got to worry about nobody coming across that table but you.
That's right, bro.
He didn't mean that, Kalinda. She pressing the button. We just talked during the music break, and I just calmed her down a little bit. She said you could have stepped over there for a little bit while the music was playing. I gave you two musical selections, the song and the station ID, and you still didn't walk over there.
I didn't walk over there.
You could have came and gave her a kiss on the neck or something. Choked her hair.
Tell us all right. It's all right.
I don't know about this Kalinda person, but I think Van need to be careful.
Oh, she's good, though. She's good, though, for real.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when I chose to hire her, right, I looked at her skills. She is the mixologist, and the customers are very, very satisfied all the time. She got their drinks waiting for them when they come in there. So she's good. She's good. Trust me. It's not her. It's the station manager.
I'm just saying, sometimes It seemed like, it sounded like you found her on the corner of Broad Mifflin. I'm not sure what's going on.
I don't know what you're talking about,
actually, bro. Actually, she's attending Temple University, and I was stopping in here to drop off some paperwork, and I saw her, and she just looked so dissatisfied with her job. So I asked her, you know, because she was handling some drinks and some food and stuff, and she turned out to be a pleasant surprise. Okay.
You know,
she's good.
I'm gonna take your word for all that, what you just said.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to know, what you think about this topic tonight about, you know, tasting that favorite part of your person, you know, and when to taste them. What's your favorite part to taste?
What's the favorite part of me to taste? I'm a breastfeeder.
Favorite part of your person?
So,
you're a breastfeeder? Wow.
Yeah, girl. I like pablum and all that kind of stuff like that.
Oh, you a ta-ta baba. I understand. That's what I'm going to start calling you, ta-ta dada.
Yeah. I like the left one, though. I like the left one more than the right. Yo.
What is it with you men and the left boobie? What is that about?
I don't know, but Google that guy.
I don't know about that, because when I, you know, they talk about this this math thing, right? Algebra. And I learned at a very, you know, early age that in algebra, you know, whatever you do to one side of the equation, you have to do to the other side. So I try to make sure that each side is balanced in my algebraic expression of me examining the left and the right breast. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, I will agree with you, you know. But the left gets a little bit more attention than the right.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm more into left side of division.
Okay,
I do more left side of division. Yes.
Do the division. Right. We just did algebra, but you're doing division. Okay. I see why. I see why you your math thing be mathing. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm sure Pythagoras is turning over in his grave, just snapping his fingers at y'all. Okay.
No, who said that? Pythagoras. What is his name?
Pythagoras.
Pythagoras.
I won't try to say that again.
You know the guy that has the Pythagorean theorem theory.
I won't even try to say that again. No, that's okay. I don't. Y'all trying to kick me to say that. I'm not even going to try to say it. The boy. The one boy.
Okay. All right. For real. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. You are an amazing.
I just wrote a whole bunch of nasty stuff down. That's all I did. I don't know where it fits into one another or not. But if I want to say this, though, it was inspired by one of your promos. And I said, okay, I like the promo. I like the promo. And I said, let me see if I can write something to that. And everything else is just nasty, out of place, here, there. I'm just going to share it with you anyway. Just a little taste of the promo.
Well, it's going to, I don't know.
Yes, I like it right there, like that. That's what I want to do. I want to love her. All in her mouth.
Well, I tell you what, that fits perfectly in here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stand back and put you in the spotlight. mic is yours.
Thank you, love. Let's love. Let's love. Let's touch. Let's rub till we combust. Let's fall free from gravity into something sweet. Let it sweep us into ecstasy. Let's drip, drip, drip until agony. Deplete me. Then whisper in my ear how you got one last skeet. Let's go again, meet to meet. Hungry. Let's feed each other. Eat. Sip. Suck. I don't give a fuck. Let's speed it up like rabbits. Let's cause damage. Fuck the headboard up till the box spring blows up. Roll on the floor, go turtle. Long strokes real slow, yo. Make the room spin and tilt on its axles. Let's love, though. Let's love, yo. Was like lips dipped in sweet fruit marmalade. Succulent. Succulent the taste of her nectar. She was in possession of lips then that when kiss gave birth to illusions. Visuals amplified by closed eyes. Where in a heat, longings and wantings become intensified. And the breasts of two becomes one, but the heartbeat of both becomes multiplied, causing those I want to fuck you sparks to fly. Like survivalists rub sticks together to start a fire, we bond. We begin our slow grind, releasing soft sighs, moans, and I want you groans. Her body cries to have me inside her. The anticipation of me easing it in her, sliding in between her, was enough to provoke and stoke the flames of this hunger that I have for her, leading me completely to emotional ecstasy. We both have needs, and right now I'm ready to supply hers, fulfill hers. Enter her, love her, make love to her, my bone in her, I'm bone in her, all up in her, loving her, slow stroking her, playing her old bone like a cello while I'm fucking her, animating her skeleton, loving the feel of her silken skin. I'm not done. Now I'm deboning her, tickling her soft tissue. I'm coming in her mind's carcass. I think I hit her rib eye. Did I? Her response was a deep sigh, so I hit it just like that. One more time. No, I'm not finished. I give her delicious some raw skull. I lick her before I dig back in her. Toss salad for dinner. And her body spoke. She said, touch me and make the heavens sway, make the stars dance. I want to be left in a trance when your lips brush up against me, she said. Make the earth shake. Make me quake. I want to cipher with the wolves and holler at the moon the way you tongue spoon me, she said through clenched teeth. She said, slow your touch. She wants me to slowly touch her in places that ache to be slowly touched. Touched slowly. She wants me to tease her, lightly touch her. She said, touch me, run your fingers slightly over them, linger, use your middle finger, make me moan, feed my fever, make my body yearn until my yoni screams to be re-entered. Play with it, keep touching it, touch me mentally, lightly feather me. This was meant to be. She said, I want you to fuck my imagination and make my reality come streams at high velocity. Whisper, whisper my name, her body spoke. With slight jerks, see, spasms, she was having them, convulsions, she was reaching them, she began preaching, she drove a blue Honda. Orgasms, she belonged, speaking in foreign tongue, in rhythm to erotic wave seed. This was foreplay, her favorite song. I held her. I held her like some priceless instrument. Her body, she, well spent, but holding on. As the band played on, she said, climb the length of me. Mount me, I be Everest, Nanga Parbat, Annapurna, Mount Fuji, Broad Peak, Kamet. Invade me with your spike as you climb me, gently as you traverse the many parts of me. I don't want to come yet, not until you reach my summit. Drip your way down the tip of my peak, my many slopes, shit, ski down on me. Romeo, your Juliet, let me feel your seed upon my stomach. Talk shit, I want to hear that Shakespeare shit. Quote Macbeth, by the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. She comes, and the walls of her feminence tightens its grip upon thee. And once again I find myself suffocating willingly as my breath is being taken away by passion's embrace as she strangleholds me with those lips. As we both drain ourselves complete of body, saw the inspiration that inspires this poet. Her kiss was like lips dipped in sweet fruit marmalade, succulent, the taste of her nectar. And we just made love for real.
I forgot where my mute button was. Damn. I got a few things to say, so Poeta, you go ahead first.
Hey, that's love, that's love. That's love. You know, for real is real snappy. We on the erotic love zone, and I think I only heard him say come like once, twice, three times.
You so stupid.
Brother, this is a good piece, my brother. Amen. What can we say, man? This is not in your book of chocolate, is that correct? Because I can hear all the chocolate succulent.
No.
Chocolate.
No, that's not in the book of that piece.
Okay, all right. Dynamite piece, though, bro. Dynamite piece.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, my silly brother.
The Pearl of Negro.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to tell you, I heard the sappiness, but I heard more than the sappiness. I heard the nastiness, the eroticism, because I heard about fingers being stuck in certain places, a particular finger, like the middle one. I think I heard the middle one. And then you said you want to cipher with the wolves and holler at the moon. That's some sexy ass shit, yo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell you, I was getting ready to howl shit. And wait a minute. You took her all through, different parts of Africa. And you said, passion of lips that kiss into illusion. I don't know if I said that right, but that's what it sounded like to me. You said, we bond. Her body cries to have me inside her. Enter her. Make love to her. Her silken skin coming in her mind. Damn, that was good for me.
Yes. Okay. Let me tickle you for remembrance. What
okay.
I said was, climb the length of me, mount me, I be Everest, Nanga Parbat, Purna, Mount Fuji, Broad Peak, Kemet. They're all names of mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Invade me with your spike as you climb me, gently, as you traverse the many parts of me. Yes, they're the names of mountains.
thought. Okay, well, it was still delicious. It just keeps getting better and better. It should be in your book of chocolate. If it ain't, it should. Is that?
Oh,
that was,
you think so?
I guess.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you all. I wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to hold you guys. Thank you for listening. And I'm enjoying the show. I love the theme. I love the theme of it. And her gut part, the substance that comes from her milkiness, the milkiness that comes from her breast is the nectar of life. And that's the favorite part I like.
Wow. Okay, for real.
Baby.
Yeah. All night long.
Thank you very much, for real. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. I know you probably got to hit the plantation tonight. I'm not exactly sure, but why don't you stop in there and holler at the other poets that are in there real quick and grab yourself a refresher.
Trina.
Okay, she's over there. She is over there. Okay, you got C-Double over there, too. He came in here and did his thing.
I hope she got
one
milk.
One love, one night.
Baby.
One night, baby.
Jeez. Okay. Alrighty. Damn, I almost called you for real, Paul. Okay. We're going to open
it's
up
okay.
this day.
It's okay. Love, it's okay, baby, love.
Lord, please don't do that. I just like it. Oh, God. I'm going to open up this next microphone to Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, a.k.a. Mojave, a.k.a. Harvard, my brother. Hey, Mojave. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm good. I haven't been fine for
what's up, Bobby?
Yeah, what's going on, bro?
Yeah.
Hold on. One second. I just got to transfer over. So, what's up?
All right. You tell us. You tell us. You have just entered the Erotic Love Zone. So you tell us what's up. We want to know about this topic tonight, about what is your favorite part to taste on your person. And when do you taste them?
Okay. Let me see. I don't know. I happen to think that I am a gentleman in the streets and a heathen in the sheets. Unlike Bruce Banner, I transformed into the incredible edible pussy monster. That's what it would be. There's something that happens to me. I transform into a strong neck, wide mouth, long tongue, insatiable tasting wetness pussy monster.
I see.
I'm like Cookie Monster, and I eat cookies, but I eat cookies.
Oh, my. I like Cookie Monster. Incredible. Edible. My goodness. Well, I'll tell you what, then, Mr. Incredible. I'm going to step back and put you in the spotlight. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, give me 1 second. I can find something and get myself comfortable. Okay. Where did I go? Where is it? Oh, this is horrible. I just had it, and I moved it. So, hold on for 1 second. Other than that, it's been a very busy day today. What should I do?
I hope it was pleasant nonetheless.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think that I think I'll do Central. You know, because since Boss Man came in here, you know, making it extra for everybody else, I think I'm going to take it easy. Because, you know, he murdered that. And I don't want to follow that. I don't want to follow that. No. Let me see. I'm almost there. Oh, this is horrible. Ah, there we go. This is a repeat of what I did yesterday. I'm gonna do it today. All right, so let's try this out. You are my whole world. I spend my time thinking of ways to make you smile. The miles between us will be resolved to zero. I waited for the time that I could see you standing before me. You are a pearl of great price, the sweetest honeysuckle and a rose of incredible beauty. You deserve to be watered and nourished. You shine, illuminate, you love, you are brilliant. The abundance, it's ultra comfort. Let me cuddle you. Let me love you back into balance. You keep showing me the authentic you, the inner you, the sexy you. You're worthy and worth it. You deserve all the praise. You are great and always getting better. I see you. I feel you. I hear you. Tell me what your desire looks like. Open your Pandora's box of fantasy. Show me your inner sexy. Disrobe your inhibitions and negative self-talk. Outline your hesitation and a body line of chalk. Let your hips tell me stories. Your kiss be a novella. Your tongue a soap opera. Your body a storyline that I've been following. Your naked backside is an arc that needs to be arched. Your oasis leaves me thirsty. I need to drink. I'm parched. My eyes are drowning in the sight of you. Grant me access to your soul. Allow me to mold you sensually to a divine ecstasy that pales beyond reason. I know my mind speaks to love and thoughts that shape my actions, gathers my heart to speak, pure momentum that covers with desire the sweetness that is you, gratitude and goodness. Everything does not begin to describe of your everyday, and I do not have to imagine how real you are. The paltry, I ask you to be my peace. Some problems are only solved with the gravity of heavenly bodies drifting close enough to collide. The heat of your torso, can we be closer than close? Your gasp between my grasp, because I hold you gently, steady. The definition of your silhouette speaks softly in the darkness. Midnight mouths, tasting passion, so sweet, dulce desire. You give me cake taste to wrenchily tantalize you. My kisses map your place, my hand to cuff you so I can drink, so that I can slake my thirst. The affinity of our actions is stated, so it is to be stated that our orgasmic conclusion, because when you crave the one who craves you, you close your eyes, they dance in your mind's eye. You are the reason why the place under the wonder of love's addiction and skin hunger, the craving of one's touch to sunder, anyone who interrupts the two becoming one, the series of questions is when will I see you again? How can I kiss you deeply? As mouths intertwine, moments like wine we imbibe. And it seems as if we arrive because we are each other's destination. Our cravings are a journey. Our minutes are never minute, a never-ending quota. Not one iota of feeling is concealing how we are open, how we watch, how we attach. our souls combine to each other to match connection beyond affection. No need, no fear. The joy of having each other near. Poem.
Man.
Wow.
Man.
Oh, hey, poetic.
Hey, man, this was good last night. It was even better tonight, bro. This is an amazing piece of art. The musical accompaniment does it really good justice. And again, the way that you attack it from a standpoint of peace, but you bring in peace and eroticism at the same time with this piece. Dynamic ink, Javi. Dynamic ink. La Perla Negra.
It is. I wrote down a couple of things, and I don't know if I got them word for word, but there's only one line that did it for me. That was everything for me. But I'm going to read what I wrote down. You say, your hand cups her so you can drink. Gratitude and goodness. You know, I don't think I got everything right on this one. Disrobe your neck. Was it negativity or negative connotations and insecurity? But the one line that really got me, that right there would bring, it would let the lady know you are her comfort zone, that her heart is safe. When you said, let me love you back into balance, damn, that right there, that did it for me. That was enough for me. That was a beautiful piece. That was the romance. It was delicious as well. Oh, I'm sorry, Harvey. Every time. Thank you.
Thank you for the space. Thank you for having me. Thank y'all for being excellent people. I love your family. You guys are so great. Oh my God.
We love you.
I love you guys.
Don't you,
bro. Oh, no. All right, Mojave, before we let you skate out of here and go over to the Love Lounge, because, you know, Pharrell's over there, you got Zween over there, you got C-Double over there, you know. Man, can you tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany's universe? Please.
You asked me that question. Hold on. This next Tuesday, September 20th, 9 p.m., here on the Pitching Ray Universe, we present to you the Honey Dripper 2.0 Special Edition Erotic Storytelling featuring authors, writers, poets, telling you erotic stories from their own books, magazines, and works. Going to be a super fantastic night. Each author will be presenting to you 5 to 7 minutes of story from actual books that you can even purchase. And literally and figuratively, it's going to be a very hot night. Bring your towel, get your cold press, sit next to someone you love or at least like, and enjoy. The wine of the mind of these authors and writers is going to soothe you in an erotic sense, in a sort of erotic way that might give you some ideas that might be bad or even good. Check us out here at For Real Entertainment Network, the Vicky Ray Universe, Major for 2.0 Erotic Storytelling, hosted by yours truly, Mojave, and my special co-host, Ms. Lisa Lips. Next Tuesday, September 20th, 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. West Coast Time. Make sure that you take your socks off. Better yet, get naked.
Oh, thank you for that, Marvin. All right, I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge with everybody. thank you for coming by and sharing with us. One love, one mic.
One love,
one mic, bro.
All right. Peace.
Whew. All right. Poetic, I'm going to do another station identification thing. Then we'll come right back.
All right.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Erotic Love Zone. You have 19 minutes, I believe, to get up in here. Because at 11 o'clock, the Blog Talk lady don't have no chill. So I'm going to give you the number to call one more time. It is 319-527-6300, and press that 1 so you can engage us. And as the snippet said, Epiphany Radio. Now, we're going to get over to this next caller. We got, Blaze on the mic. How you doing tonight, Blaze? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
What's good with you, Blaze?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great, man. Doing great.
Good to hear you, bro.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much. How you guys doing?
I'm hanging in there. they got it hot up in here, and I know you about to make it hotter. But I want to ask you about this topic for tonight. What is your favorite part to taste on your person, and when do you taste them?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, what is your favorite part to taste on your person, and when do you like to taste them?
My favorite part is the figure eight. I like ice skating around the uterus. Figure eight, I like ice skating with my tongue around the uterus.
Oh, okay.
Well, golly gee willikers. God darn it, boy. Ice skating around the uterus? What did that say?
He said the figure eight. Damn. I'm trying to imagine that right there. Wow.
Lock up your daughters. Lock up your daughters. Lock them up.
Yeah. Goodness. Whew. Okay, Blake. Well, I'll tell you what, then. I'm going to stand back and put you in the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. I'd like to ask first, once you hear this piece, it's a male and female erotic piece, so I'm probably going to end up having to have a female join me in this piece, maybe team up with me to say this piece sometime in the near future.
All right. That's fine. Bring it on. The mic is yours.
Keep on. And I'm going to make love to tongue kiss you. Slurping lick your voice's vagina. And that's not even me saying kinda. I want to tear you up, wear you out. Not necessarily trying to scare you, but with the force of what I'll do to you during sexual intercourse, I'm going to make your pupils roll into your throat, disconnecting from your sclera. I will even invent a way of having mind-blowing sex conveyed with you telepathically. I'll make you do somersaults, twists, semi-flips, backwards, see? What? You think it's funny? You laugh at me, but you're the one that's going to be so dizzy and discombobulated geographically. Let me remind you, I'm a full-blown hazard, me. I will make your toes curl like an elf shoe. Held you, I tell you, while eating you out so damn good that I'd be done sucked out an ulcer, while simultaneously performing pull-ups with my tongue muscle on the back of your vulva. Of course, the fact that I blow on your clit tips figure eight ever so soft and gently will off you immensely, especially when I secretly slide ice cubes inside your vaginal walls. I don't know why you keep trying to get away. You didn't already had a couple slips and a few falls due to me licking and slurping your favorite fruit blend juices from all around and in between your toes. Coincide with me massaging your thighs and calves, equilibrium, way to fuck off, and uh-oh, here comes that vertigo. Boom, spinning, consumed, been in these type positions under these type conditions, I asked, you said, never. Yes, yes, please, stop, no. Beat it up. Hurt it. No, my cervix. Blow. Oh, it's about to be out of service. Oh, babe, I should stop. How the hell you should? I'm about to tell this wood I wish it would try and go to another neck of the woods. I'll break the neck of this wood. Got me in sheer nakedness. It wouldn't be right if I let all this pipe. Sweetheart, I'm right here. Why are you talking to yourself? I'm not going nowhere. So, baby, that means no tears, I swears. Is that meaning our next encounter, we can incorporate whips and belts? Wow. I guess. I mean, can we just stick to how I can make your organic juices evaporate and melt? Whatever you want, okay, baby. However the cards are dealt, I just want to always feel how you made me felt. I truly want this all for myself. Just please promise me you won't give this to no one else. I mean, I need to hear you say it. You won't give it to no one else because it's mine. It's all mine, right? It's all mine. It's all mine, right? Please. In peace.
Poetic.
Yo. Hey, man, I don't know what female you're going to get to do that, but when you do, I hope she got something to add to that fire that you just brought. And I hope she say, yes, it's all yours. Woo, man. That was fire, bro. Man, that was fire.
Thank you, bro.
Earl. My pleasure, bro. La Perla, La Negra.
Hey, Blaze. That piece was delicious. I'm a visual person, so I'm seeing everything. Your body's together, how you're looking at her when you're talking to her. You said you will secretly slide ice cubes inside a womb or wall.
Vaginal wall.
A vaginal wall, okay. She said beat it up. You told her it's about to be out of service. You handling your business. That's what I'm talking about. You start, it's your job to put that out of business. I want you to open for you. That was a dope piece. Damn. And it's great to have you on here tonight, man. It is good to hear from you. So thank you. Whew.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man.
And hopefully I'll keep thanking her for having me, too.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear female join you because I know she's only going to make it even more decent, even more dynamic than what it already is. Man. So you make sure you let us know when you bring her in.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Please do.
Yes, ma'am.
That was decent, very decent. All right, Blaze, I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. We got other poets over in there. Sit back, grab yourself a booth or a table, and put your feet up and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
Well, dude. Thank you, thank you.
One love, one mic, bro.
Wow. Y'all gentlemen coming up in here exposing the animalistic side, the beast thing. But that's all right. That's all right, because this is the erotic love song. That's what y'all supposed to do. Oh, Lord. All right, Poetic, we're going to open up this next microphone to Divine Inspiration. Hey, Paul, welcome to the erotic love zone. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Paul Sampson.
What's going on, man?
What's happening, bro?
Hey, my brother.
Going all right, man. How are you? Who you talking to? What I do?
Sam. I heard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They told me you were going to say that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
No, Paul.
I don't know what y'all doing.
They up in here bringing they nastiness, and that's what I like. That's what I want. It's the erotic love song. But, yeah, they doing me right tonight, and I appreciate it. And I know you've been listening because I've seen you up here for a minute now. So what do you think of this topic about your favorite part of to taste on your person and when to taste them? What do you think about that?
Anything that you're going to gaze in would involve pleasure. Yeah, I mean, probably that like a certain place that has a little extra for you. Right? You're eating, there's a certain type of meal that you like better than others. That's good for it. But it shouldn't be any different.
Okay.
Different things that works for them. I wouldn't dare say it's weird or eating or nothing like that because it's worth it for them. I met it. And it was me, my different thing of action. Can't judge somebody by their taste.
Paul, oh, you sound just a little bit muffled. Paul, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes. It was really, really hard to understand.
I was trying to use technology
and
Bluetooth this other speaker, but I guess it didn't work.
Yeah, leave it alone. Leave it alone.
I'll go back to the tried and true.
It's all right. It's all right. But thank you for that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to step out of the way. I'm going to put you in the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Adaptable. When I engage in that dance of the libido and of the heart, when even before I see her, the dance has begun and I
apocalyptic conclusion has its start. I mentally plot and plan on how I wanted to and plan to scintillate her neural network with each and every nerve ending, receive an oral spark. The anticipation of our union carries me and lengthens the remainder of my day. I can't wait. Completely liquid lunch. A delectable, edible, slurpable, saturating, squirting soiree. Work day is done and I'm speeding. Running red lights. The next phase of answering that primal, powerful, lustful nature's call. One stop at the store to grab a few straws because I'm not going to waste nary drop. Ooh, I find my people looking like inspiration for perfection. She greets me at the door and caresses me or grinds on me, all the while she is mandating our direction. I am completely hypnotized by her alluring natural scent. I am kidnapped by the sensations emanating from where her tongue went. You see, this is how we resolve our spats. We engage in oral, nonverbal, well, minus a moan or two, warfare, no hands or penetration, so that in our sharing of one another, we use pulsations and tongue twists and gentle puffs of air as an event. Let's face it, you can't stay mad with the entrance to your wife's mystical, magical source of creation glistening in your face. Well, how can you even remember why you were at the ends when, oh my goodness, your man is at attention and meets the depths of her scrutiny, coaxing you towards an eruption capable to fill Camelot's moat. Both of you equaling supernova temperature in your erotic, love-ignited heat. Both anticipating the banquet of ecstasy in store to bathe in and to eat. When, out of the shadows, comes the patter of little feet. Here comes Junior, and all that can be done, fall into the bed, find a movie, and be completely satisfied as you share. Perfect moment of supreme love as family. And that is the most satisfying, completing feeling to ever bless me. Poem.
Okay, bro. How you gonna call me nasty and you come with this filth far filth? All that stuff you talking in this piece, you gonna call me out? Bruh. We're not about to do that, divine inspiration, with all this nastiness. Dope piece though, my brother.
You did hear me say my wife.
Whatever. You can say your wife or whatever, but you ain't married at this present moment, man, so don't give me that. Go ahead.
And look, I'm praying that there ain't going to be no little pattern, no little feet coming down no hallway. Let me tell you, I'm doing a drop off. I'm going to be UPS, man. I'm going to drop it on somebody's porch and keep it moving.
Hey, you just get a little bit nasty up in there talking about oral, nonverbal. What was that? Followed that word, conversation, what was it?
You should be up here. Okay. You see, this is how we resolve our spats. We engage in oral, nonverbal,
minus a moan or two, warfare.
See? And you said your man is at attention. Okay.
No, that's Sean.
You know, when the boss is around, in a position of attention.
Yeah, full salute, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
all right. Yeah, don't leave that one alone.
That was okay. That was succulent. It was. It was romantic. It was succulent. It was that you. I liked the conversation. I like that. That oral nonverbal affair. I like that. Yeah, that'll work for me. Oh, that was pretty good.
Well, thank you. I did that right. Well, as soon as I called in, because I wasn't quite sure. I just knew I started like doing some poetry, so I picked up on doubting. And then I heard what it was. I said, then I heard you ask something about the favorite place to greet.
Hey.
And I said, hey.
You can say taste on here.
Yeah.
You can say it.
I said, oh, well, let me see what I can do. I said,
don't
I don't
be
like
scared. Don't be scared.
Stretching the bar a little bit.
It's all right. It's all
I'm trying
right.
to be like Van.
No, my brother, you were classy.
Oh, all right, divine inspiration. That was very, very inspiring for her, I'm sure. But before I let you go over there into the Love Lounge, could you please tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Existence Universe?
Yes, this Sunday at 9 p.m., of course, the Inspiration Factory with myself and with my partners in praise, or the partners in praise, I should say, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and Alonzo. This Sunday, I'm hoping everybody just writes a piece, not for me or not for anybody else, but to God, telling him about your relationship with him. But, of course, in speaking on that, it's going to bless someone else. Or maybe even encourage someone else to seek out that type of relationship. Just, you know, talk about your relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Or bring your woes, bring your prayer requests. Just come in, you know. Fellowship with us. With
okay.
poetry and praise.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Paul. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. We got the other poets over
thank
in
you,
there.
Brother.
Go grab yourself in the spring. All right?
Oh, I'm going to go over there. Thank you very much. Thanks for the platform. God bless you both. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you are still within the sound of my voice, you have made it into overtime. Now, before I open up this next microphone, Poetic, would you please give us the rundown for Epiphany for the week?
Absolutely. Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night's going to be Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity. Saturday night's Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra. Sunday night, you just heard from the host of the Inspiration Factory, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. Monday night, y'all, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, y'all, is going to be Mojave with his dynamic show, ooh, Erotic Storytelling from the Honey Drippers. Come through. And then next Wednesday, we'll be right back here for another edition of the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, we're going to open up this next microphone to, we got Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer up here. Hey, Joe.
Barbara.
Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening to Pearl and Nicky. How you doing tonight?
I'm hanging in there.
Hey, what's up, Poetic? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, brother. How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, fantastic. Beautiful night, man. Beautiful night.
Absolutely glad to hear you, brother.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
it is. So, Joe, I know you've been listening.
Yes.
Think about this topic about your tasting your favorite part of your person.
Ooh, wow, that's a good question, really, too, because so many, you know, it's like Skittles, man. Everything is like a rainbow on that thing. So, I don't know. I guess I would say... I would have to go with my eyes, because my eyes kind of taste everything that I look at. You know, I like to savor it with my eyes, you know, so that gives me flavor too. So I would say, you know, her eyes and looking at her, because I can look at her anytime, day and night, you know, creeping on her when she sleeps, something like that. So, you know, yeah, looking at her with my eyes, I like that.
I see her
all the time. Yeah, see so many different ways, you know. You know, sometimes I let my imagination run wild, and you know, she can be who I want her to be. You know what I mean? So I like that. I'm looking at her.
That's what I'm talking about. I said, man, I've got to go on a play well. I started sucking my thumb. Shit.
Yeah. Which, you know, is like, you know. We are attracted by the visual from the get-go before we sample anything. So, you know, I like to hold on to that flavor.
I hear that. Hey. And you know what? There's a saying that goes, everything that the eye sees becomes part of the physical self of the mental being or something like that. So I dig that.
Love made love to so many women just by looking at them. I mean, you know, I just have my way with everything I look at. So, you know, you never know when you're going to be touched by my eyes. Just beware. That's all I'm saying.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Wow,
Jesus.
Tell them, bro. Tell them.
Okay. I got the damn. I'm talking to. All right. I'm going to stand back and put you right up in the spotlight and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
If I could pour my eroticism into you, I would take time to ask what you'd like to do. I would listen intently while caressing you gently. Let me ask you this. Have you ever kissed with an ice cube in your mouth until it melts? Have you ever thought about, now wait, have you imagined me dressed like a doctor? I'll speculate over a long debate whether I should use a speculum. Would that make you pre-cum more comfortable? I'd be hospitable in your habitat. I'd spit a little words in tongue and say with your holler back how I made you want to purchase and reverse the perfect strap-on. Remotely control your soul from a distance, your body being touched in every single spot. You've been searching for someone not to miss them. Let's kiss again so you can think about it. Do you want to try a macerated strawberry this time? Can you feel the touch, masculine or feminine? How do you want to feel it? Don't tell me now. I want to enjoy the sweetness of my weakness, kiss, touch, sometimes rough, but never rushed. Tell me something you almost tried. I'll tell you yours. Tell me yours, and I'll tell you mine. There was this time when I tried a moment like this. It was a silky, slow ride with my girth open wide. Her Venus was shy, and she tried to run for shore. I planned for a little more of my rope taste. I showed her my showcase. Earlobes and neck napes, sheer holes and sex tapes, weirdos, and let's just say I like a lot of things. And I have questions. Now back to your imagination. Examining the exit that made you wet. Don't run from your dreams. Let me add the sum to your cream. Can I have my way and test your nether region? What better reason to have you seasoned, prime rib tender, prime for your surrender? rare is the derriere that invites a bite there. Have you ever thought about being caught in the rush of seeing those strangers gawk? Does the thought of it make your panties wet? Walk around without them. I like to walk around you with your eyes closed, never knowing what you feel or what I hold. I'll hold you with directions. I like to kiss with it in. Relax, cowgirl, until we begin. I like to grab my kitty by the neck. Do you like that? Me telling you to arch your back? Do you like to face right or left? You want to try an out-of-body experience? Position the mirror so you can witness it. Would you like to have some witnesses? Yeah, voyeurism is a thing. You'll be focused soon enough on what they're saying. I dare say cross-eyed, especially after we cross-hide. Cancer is my sign with a quarter turn 69. Zodiac, how your throat reacts. Have you ever done some time fucked in these cuffs? You earn parole if I decide. I love to use groove to music. Ice cold tea on a hot summer's eve. I'm mathematical. I like my tongue cubed. I'm bilateral, and that's just two sides of my view. Lights on, but never dark. Not even plunging in a dungeon. Things I do, but just for fun. Do you like your clothes on? I won't be upset if your hoes run. Would you like to hear me say, don't you dare run? Let's kiss and discuss how your soul comes. Or would you rather I gather two hands full of neck and enjoy the struggle of you catching your next breath? Let me ask you this. Would you like it if I called you names? Which word would keep your body on flame? I don't mind exploring, but ignoring the obvious, depriving you from all of me. Arriving too weak can't be. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm asking so we can clear those pesky inhibitions. Let's become intuitive to intuitions. Find that comfort zone in every change of position. Now listen. Kissing. Feeling all up to my wrist, shifting and twisting until I draw your soul out. Bifurcate my tongue as I scold the cold out. Ooh, my fashion of tongue lashing. Are you ready to feel hard steel clasping? Stay there and answer as I draw up my next plan. Ooh, I love your red nails spread out on your tail. Now spread apart this symbol of love you have for me.
Hey, what?
Yo, Joe, the verbal mind dancer. Hey, man, this was like a poetic soliloquy masterpiece of eroticism from your quill. Dynamic ink, bro. Dynamic ink, bro. It's, man, go ahead, La Perla Negra.
Yeah, what he said, but. Oh Lord, that line where you said you listen intently, hospitable in your habitat. Did you ask her how she would like to feel the touch, masculine or feminine? There is a big difference between the masculine and the feminine touch, whether you are a man or a woman. We possess both. But that was a deep line right there. That question right there, shit, my legs would have popped wide open for that one. Like, oh, okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. Joe, shit. All right. Damn.
Hey, thank y'all. Thank y'all. Appreciate
it. Damn. All right, that's what's up. Well, I'm
trying to be like Van when I grew up. You know, I'm trying to be like Van.
Man, oh no, man. It is I who aspire to be like you, sire.
Oh, damn. Both of y'all just, man. Yeah, I'm going to have to play in some cold water after this show. Y'all, Lord, have mercy. All right, Joe. Thank you for coming through.
Hey, Danielle. Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Would you like to get caught up between conversations like that?
Oh my God.
Van in one ear, Van in one ear, me in the other. Tell me about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
That's weird. Oh, y'all. Oh, you trying to see me go in beast mode. I ain't scared of y'all for real. You don't want me to go in beast mode. Now, I talk that shit. Don't get me started, okay? You know, my nickname over here too is Shit Talking Danielle. Don't even judge. But the answer to your question is hell yeah.
I hear you.
Just don't call me by nobody else's name. You can call me some names, but nobody else. Okay?
No, so I got a list I go through. I'll study it. I got a list. Get some good names for
you. Well, you know what they say. You study long, you study wrong. Don't take too much time on.
I'm going to be saying, like, you know, come here, shit like that. Bend your ass over, shit like that. I know them words.
Oh.
I'll use those.
Okay. All
right. That'll work. Yeah, I ain't going to call you nothing you never heard before. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, it is. It is.
That's right. So coming up in here starting trouble for real. Ooh. It's all right, though. It's all right. All right, Joe. Thank you very much.
All right.
One love, one mic. Yeah. Yeah, it ain't about to get no better, because we got Jay Walker up in here with the mic next. Damn. Hey, Jay, welcome to Exotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Jay Walk in the building.
Hey, I'm just hanging out with you good people. I mean, when you say it ain't getting no better, I don't know what that means. I just came to have a little fun with y'all, you know?
It's
whatever comes
hot up in here.
Well, hey, you can't. What I tell you last week, man. You can't throw flames on a fire. It's already hot.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
I know that's right.
I'm just trying to get warm. Like y'all already hot. I'm trying to put my hands up in the fire. It's cold out here. I told y'all I'm in Texas. It's 98 degrees out here. Shit. It's cold for us.
I know that's right, bro.
You know, but nah, man, I just came to, you know, have a little fun, man. I see y'all getting it in, so, you know, I figured, you know, let's play.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we want to know, what is your favorite part to taste on your person, and when do you taste them?
My favorite place to taste. You know what? With having said that, I would say, the older you get, the more you require. So for me, my favorite place to taste is your mind.
Ooh.
You know, if I can drink a cup of that intellect, man, that's a turn on right there for me. You know, if you can't understand some of these words and you can't understand these metaphors, life is a metaphor and the way you see things. And so for me, you know, I have to be able to get something in return when I'm having a conversation with you.
Those looks
gonna go away. The older we get, those looks are gonna shrivel up and get old and get wrinkled. But what you talking about?
Ooh, you are. I'm gonna tell you something.
So right, man. So right.
Look, you got to be a mentalist for me. So I understand. You are so right. That
It is so hard to generate a conversation out of the blue, you know what I mean? Unless that chemistry is just there. You know, you ever just been hanging out with a chick or a dude and the conversation, it just wasn't there. The chemistry wasn't there. And that comes with the chemistry, that conversation of what you two are bringing to the table, what y'all have in common, those things. And if it ain't that, man, your clothes might as well stay on for me.
Listen, I am big on mental stimulation. Yes, if you cannot have a conversation with me at this age that I'm at now, it's really hard for me to disguise what I'm thinking through my facial expressions now because I've seen so much. I've been through so much. So if you cannot keep me stimulated up here, I'm trying to tell you, I will tip right out on your ass. I'll be like, okay, well, So, yes, that right there is the major part of a relationship because it's nice to have chemistry, but you have to have something to keep that chemistry going because that chemistry don't last forever. That's a feeling. You have to have something to keep you interested. You have to have something to constantly stimulate you. And mentally, I must be stimulated. Okay. And then the rest is just easy. It's like they say, for your mind, your ass will follow. So everything will fall right into place. If you can keep me interested up there, definitely. Well, you can make something happen. But if you can't, kick rocks. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I might hurt your feelings. I'm trying to tell you. And I'm the kind soul, okay? So I get what you do. Yes, yes. So, Jay Walker up in the house. What I'm going to do, because I know you brought something. I know you brought something to listen for us to listen to. So I'm going to step back, and I'm going to put you in the spotlight. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Let's go. Let's unpack it. The name of this piece is Honeysuckle. That's right. Sweeter than a number 9 at Baskin Robbins. Just the thought of you gets my heart pumping. Too much sugar. You got me in a diabetic coma. Taste of strawberry banana water. Mix with a little marijuana. You give me the munchies. Dreams of pomegranate and kiwi. Maybe peaches and cream. Apple slices and cherries. Lemon drops. Butterscotch. I'm just looking at your edible arrangements in those boy shorts. Make me want to eat that cake like it's warm, like you just pulled it out the oven. Eating every crumb, because you know I love it. Man, it's juicy like a pineapple, dripping down my chin every time I take a bite out of it. I think I got a problem. I think you are my fetish, because I'm always willing, and I'm always ready. Taste your rainbow, because you taste like Skittles. Coffee and cream with 2 spoons of sugar because you are splendid. With your cream brulee legs, open wide like a peace sign. And I don't mind because for you I surrender. I give up. I give in. Because I'm a sucker for your honeysuckle with a hint of vanilla. And a touch of cinnamon. That's my piece.
All them flavors? The real though? Well, go ahead, poetic. Damn.
Yo, my man. My man with all these flavors and all that dripping and all that suppleness. Amen. I'm bowing down to you right now, brother. My hat's off to you for this dynamic piece. Hey. I'm glad you unpacked it because you unpacked it so deliciously for the ladies. Man. Whew, La Perla Negra.
You did unpack it. You said the thought of you gets my heart pumping. One of my favorite flavors, actually, Jay, is peaches and cream, ice cream. I love that combination. And then you say she is juicy like a pineapple dripping down your chin. Damn. I'm too visual for this. I'm not old enough for this. Maybe splendor, because you're splendid. And then you threw, that's throwing a cherry on top, saying that. That was, oh, Lord, all them flavors. That was not. That was very, very sensual. You nasty. You nasty, but it was good. Damn, that's all right.
Hey, you know, that's what we do, man. We are artists with words, man. We paint pictures with words. We try to,
yep.
What we try to do is we try to give you that visual. We try to put that these words and have you get that imagery in your head of everything that's going on. And, you know, and that's, man, that's our motif. That's what we do. You know, we are artists. And, you know, every poem is a blank canvas, and we just paint that picture.
Absolutely, absolutely. You are so right. You are so right. But Jay, before I let you get out of here, go ahead.
Oh no, I just said I'm a fan of all you guys, man. I look up to you guys. You guys inspire my pen, Van. Brother, you know, I tell you this every time I talk to you. You know, you are my inspiration on so many levels, man. So I thank you. I thank y'all for this platform. I thank y'all for all that y'all do. You know, without y'all, man, you know, we'll be reciting these pieces to ourselves.
Hey. Likewise, my brother, likewise. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a heads up, give y'all a heads up for tomorrow night's show on the Get Down. You're talking about inspiration. What is your favorite word in the English language? Bring that piece tomorrow.
What?
My favorite word? That's easy. Shit. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to dive into the inspirations behind your words, because every one of us got a favorite word that we either love to use a lot or we bring it out on special occasions. So it should be fun tomorrow.
Damn. Yeah.
You know, you that's a man, that's a Pandora's box, man, because all we do is use words. So that's going to be pretty.
Exactly. Yes.
We about to go down a deep rabbit hole with this one. Like, you know, you might have to have an extended version tomorrow, man. Y'all might have to add another hour on to it, because this is going to be pretty interesting.
I hope so, man.
I'm excited, because I do have a favorite word that I share with y'all tomorrow. It's my favorite word in the whole language, so.
Wow. I can choose. Damn. Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely tuning in. I'm definitely tuning in tomorrow. And I'm actually do some research on this, because if your poetry is your blueprint, it's your fingerprint. So if you go through your line of poetry, you'll see it. So I'm about to go through it. I'm about to do a little homework.
There you go. Go through the catalog of your ink. I better write that down.
I think I'm going to have to, we're about to have a little fun with this one. I'm ready.
My man.
Man, you're going to have me researching too, because I don't know. There are words that I use frequently in my vocabulary and my conversation daily, but just pick a favorite. Okay, all right, poetic. You're going to have me thinking now. Okay, that's what's up.
I can't take the credit. This is all John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob the Wise Son. He'll tell you the other way around, but.
We'll
have a little fun with this, you know, because you're about to really see, if you research your work, you're going to see the evolution of your work. You're going to see the different phases of your work, but it's going to be something that stands out in all your pieces.
Yes, sir.
I agree. Wow.
Definitely going to be on.
Okay.
Man, I ain't going to hold y'all up.
right. Yeah. Thank you, Jay Walker, for calling
in. Thank you so
in
much,
and
Jay Walker.
That peace with all them different flavors and stuff. Thank you very much.
Do not blame me if y'all in the refrigerator tonight. You know, so
I'm trying to stay out of it. All right, Jay. Thank you very much.
One love, one mic.
Poetic. Wow, this was some kind of show. I didn't expect it to be such a big turnout, but this was. Really, it was a great show, and thank you so much. I truly, truly appreciate you riding shotgun with me tonight. You know, if my diva couldn't make it,
anytime.
Yeah, you brought your nastiness up in here, which was expected. It was expected, so
I have no idea what you're talking about. I merely used a few.
You merely did what?
Use just a few words. Just a few words. I strung some words together and they sounded good, I guess.
Strung a few sounded good, you guess? All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's okay. Because you know what? Humility is attractive as well. So I'm going to leave that alone. I ain't going to leave it alone. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Well, Jay Walker was our last caller, and I'm going to close this show out, but do you have any closing words?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany Radio thanks you for spending time hanging out here in the Erotic Love Zone. We as hosts thank you, because without you there would be no Epiphany Radio, and all this nastiness. You guys and gals have made the Erotic Love Show one of the top shows on the Epiphany Radio Network /universe /the next phase in online radio. Shout out to For Real, the Poet Douglas Shaw. Baby. Take
this out. Baby. Thank you for that. And I want to thank you once again for sticking with me throughout this show and standing in for my diva. We truly, truly appreciate it. It's a treat when you come through like a day like this. Even though Kalinda don't appreciate it, y'all, she already told me y'all gonna have to have a talk. So when ladies say that, you know it's gonna be a minute. You just gonna have to sit down and admit. Yeah, you did this. You did that because you were responsible for making her aware.
Fellas, the fellas, we need to talk. Conversation from a woman is one of two things. Either it's over or some things got to change.
That second part right there, she ain't going nowhere. I already know. She ain't going nowhere. She's money and motion. Okay.
What did JJ used to say? I know.
Oh, shit. Damn. Oh, man. That was right on time. That was up. All right. So I'm going to say to everybody, thank y'all for calling in, bringing your uniqueness, your awesome pieces. We love the nastiness over here. Don't be scared. Y'all keep coming through. I want y'all to continue to love one another, love yourselves. Get that good relationship going with yourself, because they're in my spirit. And you will have that relationship with yourself for the rest of your life, okay? I want you to continue to be safe, because these germs out here are still attacking people. Use common sense. You don't feel good, stay away from folks until you feel better, okay? I love y'all. And, man, it's so appreciated, because without y'all, Epiphany wouldn't even exist, all right? And with that, everybody, I'm going to say good night and peace.
Promise that you fat. Sweat drips off your body, roaring loud. Say with me, we're roaring loud. You lose if you get it first, get it first, let it burst. My job is to make it first, don't hold it back. You lose if you get it first, get it first, let it burn. My trap is to make it first, don't hold it back, get it first. Gotta talk to your baby, can I put it in drive? Wanna pull your hair, ooh, I got some things on my mind. I ain't lying, girl, I just wanna roar. Say it with me, baby, we're roaring loud. You lose if you get it first, get it first, let it burn. My job is to make it first, don't hold it back, get it first. You lose if you get it first, get it first, let it burn. My job is to make it. Hold it back, get it first. Let me go crazy. I wanna dive in face first today. I'm playing Russian roulette with that. Are you gonna let me kiss on your neck or not? I've tried to neglect how I feel, but it's